Yeah, we love talking to Paul Gow each and every Thursday to find out what's happening in the world of golf. Morning, Gowie.
Morning. Fellas, you're Bathurst.
We are. We thought you may have made a trip up here.
Oh, I love my motor racing. Some of those guys play, I've played a little bit of golf with some of them. Geez, I love their golf. So watch out Bathurst Golf Course. You'll probably get a few hits from some of the drivers around there.
Yeah, well, you were going at a million miles an hour last Friday.
Yes. We'll move on.
Who's the best golfer out of the drivers you've seen play or you've heard along the traps?
Scotty McLaughlin's pretty good. He can play.
Yeah.
He loves his golf. I think he's a member down at Huntingdale or somewhere like that. Chad Mostyn, he loves his golf. Coulthard, he nearly killed a kangaroo when he was on with Andrew Datto on the golf show. He doesn't mind his golf. So pretty much all of them like to have a hit.
Yeah, well, everyone needs a pastime, and obviously golf is very popular when it comes to pastimes. Now, the President's Cup's only, a couple of months away, and Phil's not going to be down there.
Yeah, 60 days it is, and Phil's trying to make his way into it. I've heard on the grapevine that Tiger told him he's going to have to play his way into it for the captain's pick. He's got four picks, and, Phil's probably not one of them unless he can win a tournament and have some standout results, at least top 10. So he won back in February at Pebble Beach, but hasn't had a top 10 since. And only a couple of top 20s, and last week he didn't perform. He's taking this week off next, and he's got his next two events, the Carina or the CJ Cup and the HSBC. So he's going to have to perform in that. So he is 49 years of age and trying to make it into his 27th year of playing professional golf and playing in all the teams. So, but I can't see it being done. His stats, I looked through his stats last night and they're just not good. It's just fallen away. The work ethic probably has fallen away. And Tiger wants to come down here with the best team. So, believe it or not, with how the betting will be, it'll be all for the Americans. But they're going to be up against it with the international team, especially around rural Melbourne with it being hard and fast. So that'll be the interesting one. But the one that came out this week, which is quite interesting, is John Huggan, is one of the leading golf writers in the world, has come out with an article about Jason Day, advising Ernie Els, the captain, not to pick Jason Day. He said, I don't think he'll be good
really?
For the team. It'll be a mistake. I disagree, but, Jason in the four appearances he's had for the international teams played 20 matches and only won five, and head-to-head he's gone 2-2, so he's won two and lost two. But, he's back around Royal Melbourne. He's won the... with Adam Scott, won the World Cup back in 2013, so he knows the golf course. So it'll be interesting to see what Ernie does. But I'm pretty sure he'll pick Jason Day. How do you not pick Jason Day?
Yeah. Gary, just on this whole sort of setup, and I think we've spoken about it before, I've heard you speak about it before with TK and Loz in regards to President's Cups in the past, but is it really difficult to get these group of guys together? I mean, you'll get some that would be so keen on the team environment, but then you get others, because obviously it's a single sport where you're often on your own, that wouldn't be too keen on the whole team aspect, would they?
Well, you'd be surprised, Dave, because it's such an individual sport. When you get the opportunity to play for your nation, it's like the Ryder Cup. They can't wait. Like, it's the biggest thing. So they've tried over 20 years build this up to be that, and believe it or not, the players want to do it. They don't get paid not one cent. There is money go to their chosen charities around the world that they pick, and I think it's a couple hundred thousand dollars because they generate a lot of revenue from this. So the players get to hand that out to whatever charity they want. But they want to do it because of that team atmosphere that they've never come up against. Like, you don't junior golf in the state series, you get to do it, but Not very often do you get it in a team environment. So they actually want to do it. They want to play in this team. So Ernie Els has got a tough one ahead. Who to pick, actually, because there's about six or seven that he can pick from. So the next couple of weeks will be pretty important for who he picks.
Yeah, the Western Australia PGA gets underway today, and Michael Long back to defend his title?
Yeah, 51-year-old. You know, one of the oldest. Peter Senior was the oldest to win a tournament in Australia, but the old Michael Long won last week. So just take a look. I'm sure the tab are betting on this. It's out at Coolgowlie. Great golf course out there in Western Australia. But why I wanted to mention this, we've got a young New South Welshman making his debut as a professional, Blake Windred. So he played a couple of weeks up in China at the Asian Amateur. Now he's turned pro. So take a look at this young kid. He's from Newcastle, plays at the Australian Golf Club in Sydney, but nice young fella. Plenty of game. It'll be interesting to see how he plays now. He was once playing for Toasters, but now he's playing for Cash.
Beautiful. We've got the Houston Golf Tournament coming up, the Houston Open, the Shell Houston Open. Now, we've got that Drummond Golf competition as well. Who's your tip in relation to the Houston Open? And then we might get some callers in and try and play that Drummond Golf to take you on, Gowie.
Yeah, pretty open field, actually. There's only two players inside the top 50, so this is like throwing darts this week. There's a bit of form around it, not a lot. I'm going with Luke List at $51 this week. He's coming off a good week last week, had the week off before that. So, guys, you know, when you're betting on golf, it's all about a cycle and what their cycle is. If it's 4 weeks, they play well and they fall off a little bit. If it's 6 weeks, if it's 2 weeks. So, Luke Lewis always seems to get a little bit better in about his third week. But I'm going to go in the second week. He's a non-winner, by the way. He's 34 years of age. Hasn't won on the USPGA Tour before. So, I'm really going a little bit wide here with this. But, you know, it's not a great field. Only two inside the top 50 in the world playing.
All right, so Luke List at $51 and Cam Davis for the top Aussie. So Luke List, $51. We'll have to have something on that each way, Gowie, for that Houston Open. You're a champion, mate. Did you recover after last Friday? He was in fine form, Loz, on the boat.
They tell me he was. I didn't get a chance to actually have a decent conversation with Gowie, but I think everyone was...
Did anyone have a decent
I think everyone was up and about.
Mate, it was a sensation day. Thanks for having me along. I got to meet Mal Meninga. You know, I've met some of you legend footballers over the years, but I've never met Mal, and that was a highlight of the day. But thanks for having me along. It was a great day.
Always a pleasure.
What about the presence, Gowie, of the great man Mal? I mean, Loz had spoken about this before we got on the boat and said, oh, Mal's a champion bloke, one of the best blokes you'll meet. But he's got a presence. And we sort of, you know, I remember you were there and we went, oh, okay. But when he walked past, weren't you just...
He's such a big man.
Yeah, but you were just sort of spellbound going, that's Mal Meninga, how cool.
Yeah, it certainly was. And just what a lovely fella. Very good. Very good indeed.
Gowie, enjoy yourself this weekend, mate. If you're getting out on the golf course, go good, mate.
Thanks, fellas.